Now, have you ever wondered what the typical workplace is going to look like in, say, 10 to 15 years? A recent report from PricewaterhouseCoopers illustrates a confronting picture of how the average workplace is going to operate in 2030. Joining us now is work and careers expert Kate Southam. Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
Good morning, Rob. Good, thanks. And 2030, that's only 13 years away.
I know, it's not that far away.
That's scary, isn't it? The way we work's already undergone massive change in even the last decade. So how is it going to continue to change in the future, Kate?
It's going to be unrecognisable, I think, Susie. One of the things is that I thought was interesting about that report is the high number of people who thought that in the future there would be no stability. Well, I can tell you there's no such thing as job stability now. There's also the research found that people were willing to completely retrain. I think that's also typical of now. What was new is that people would be willing to undergo changes to their brain and their body to become sort of super workers to be able to get a job. And that is pretty scary. But when you think that machine learning, that's something that's already happening now where machines can actually learn by themselves without being programmed, then how are we going to keep up? How are we going to keep up with machines that can do our jobs so well?
Yeah, Kate, you mentioned something rather amusing, a term called job stability. I've worked in radio all my life. We don't have that.
But you're still working.
But moving
See,
on.
You should be happy. Because could a robot do our jobs, Kate? I'd just suggest possibly they could.
Seriously, I've heard some.
Yeah. I would have liked to have said no to that, Susie, but sometimes we're talking to chatbots now and we don't even know it.
Yes, so just explain to our listeners what a chatbot is.
Well, yeah, I found that out the other day. Sometimes you're on a site and someone will pop up saying, can I help you? And you start to sort of type in and converse with this person, in inverted commas. And I recently found out they're not actually real people. A lot of the time they're the chatbots. They're these algorithms to be able to respond in real time to what you're saying. I mean, it is quite frightening.
So what are those changes to the body and the brain that people think that they'd like to undergo? Because 70% said they'd consider those treatments.
Well, it's interesting. PricewaterhouseCoopers didn't articulate what those changes might be, but flagged they'd be able to enhance our brain to I guess, think faster, be a lot more problem-solving focused. And the same with the body. If it's a job that's physical, then to be able to really improve our physical skills. I was thinking about that and what people are already doing, in terms of their physical selves. Now, it's not, widespread, but people have had plastic surgery to look younger, definitely dye their hair, the fake tan, everything to sort of stay relevant in the job market, as well as for continuous learning. We are investing thousands, millions really as a nation in continually getting more certifications and qualifications. I mean, I recently got one about how to make websites accessible to people with disabilities. So it was a three-month course, but that didn't even exist as little as, say, 5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's a changing thing, the workforce and the workforce landscape. Kate, thank you so much for your time.